Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Welcome to the Kingdom Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us at this special time today. Good Lord, this show is ridiculously loaded. I appreciate everyone hopping on with us. Some of the things that we're going to get into today, like I said, I don't know if we can get everything in, but we got a lot to try to get to, so we may as well try to do it. Rockets, Russell Westbrook tested positive for coronavirus. We will talk about that. The Washington football team and the National Football League, they're going to change their name for this year. That's on. A-Rod and J-Lo are actively trying to buy the Mets. We'll discuss. We have a ton of sound from Sandy Bundello, the head coach of the Phoenix Mercury. We have Diana Taurasi, the coach, I meant the GOAT. I apologize, I'm so tongue-tied today. She'll be talking. Got a lot of sound from her. Got a lot of baseball stuff. There's so much to get into. And to top it all off, we have Derek Montilla from AZ Sports. He's going to be on. So like I said, let's run this down real quick. Diana Taurasi, Sandy Bundello. I have quotes from Devin Booker. Literally just got off of a media Zoom call with him. So quick, we don't even have the sound yet. We'll have to have the sound tomorrow. Washington football team, Russell Westbrook. These are all the things we have to get into today. Let's do it. This is the Cave Show with PLR. It is Monday. We are coming to you live. Thank you for joining us at this special time. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991. Alma School, that is Alma School in Chandler Heights. Let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. One of the best humidors you're going to find in the Valley of the Sun here in Phoenix. And when I tell you Valley of the Sun, it is definitely the Valley of the Sun. Become a club member. Get a locker. It backs up directly to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. They do serve adult beverages. There's a ton of TVs. Sports, I'm not even going to say it's coming back. It's back. There's something to watch all the time. All the time. And they have a ton of TVs for your watching pleasure. Again, that's Maduro's. Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you cannot physically get in, don't worry about it. You can go online to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com, and they will ship you the stick of your choice out. Just go to the website, pick what you want, incredible selection, and most orders ship the exact same day. Don't forget Thursdays, our Cigars with the Cave Show, as we broadcast live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Like I said, we have a lot to get into. Want to start out basically first with the news that Russell Westbrook tested positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus. He announced it on his social media platform earlier today. He basically posted this: I tested positive for COVID-19 prior to my team's departure to Orlando. I'm currently feeling well, quarantined, and looking forward to rejoining my teammates when I am cleared. Thank you all for the well wishes and continued support. Please take this virus seriously. Be safe, mask up. #why not. So far, Russell Westbrook in the NBA world may be the biggest name to test positive, especially since we're about to get the season started. The good part is he seems to be doing fine. He said he's fine. Hopefully, in terms of the family, everyone in that that realm is fine as well. He looks like he will be still participating in the bubble. He is not tapping out or anything of that nature. But he did test positive, and so he has to stay quarantined. Now, I think I told everyone what it meant, the way they worked it with the NBA. You have to quarantine yourself before you even went to the bubble, and then you're quarantined again once you get there. And for someone like him, he can't even travel right now. So, but with Houston, a couple guys that didn't travel with the team, Westbrook, James Harden, and as well as one more, Luke Bamute, they all didn't travel with the team. The NBA, according to the four letter, the NBA announced coronavirus test results Monday of the 322 players tested since arriving in Orlando. Two were positive and have left the campus to isolate at their home or in isolation housing. So there's no word on those guys because they weren't yet in the bubble. They didn't travel with the team. So the NBA is doing everything they possibly can to make this thing as safe as possible. I had an opportunity, like I said, just before the show went live, got some quotes from Devin Booker, who said, you know, he just hopes Westbrook is doing well, his family is well. Like I said, with the social media message that he sent, it sounds like he is doing well, and it's just a matter of getting himself right so he can get to the bubble and join his team. Sunset coach Monty Williams said he's one of the best athletes that he's seen in his life, and how the virus is humbling. It does not discriminate. Anytime anybody can come down with it, and you just have to be as safe as you possibly can be. And look, people, this coronavirus is not playing. It's not playing around. From the coronavirus task team, Dr. Fauci, he's gone as far as to say, we haven't even begun to see the end of this pandemic. But I will say this about the NBA. The NBA is doing everything possible to make sure everyone down there is safe. And one of the good things is by stretching this out so far, you've given an opportunity to get people in, to get them quarantined, to get them healthy, and to get them bumping with their players, their teammates, and back in basketball shape. A lot of people just think that you come down, you roll the ball out, and you go. This isn't playing in your backyard with your 12-year-old. And weekend warriors have been known to get hurt too, just because they roll the ball out and they start doing things. Usain Bolt might be one of the Usain Bolt is the fastest human to have lived. But if you went and you woke him up right now and told him to go run a 200-meter or 100-meter, he would look at you like he was crazy because he'd probably pull every muscle in his body. Takes training. But to get back to Russ, I'm hoping that he is fine, he's good, and he can get to the bubble. One, because it's something that he wants, obviously, and his team wants. And two, he is a competitor, man. Russell Westbrook is a 100% competitor. You may not like the way he always plays, but the one thing is he always plays hard. So best wishes to him on getting well. Best wishes to his family. And hopefully that they're safe and they're good. And no one else was really impacted by it. This virus, like I said, this virus, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't pick on just the people it doesn't like. It gets everyone. And yes, I'm going to get sidetracked a little bit. I'll tell you someone I feel bad for. There was a young man that died over the weekend that went to a coronavirus party. And for those of you that don't know what a coronavirus party is, it's where you go to a party and you attempt to get infected with the coronavirus, and the person who gets it first, I read somewhere where this one party, I don't know if it was this one, person who gets it first, they all put money in a pot. The person that gets it first, that tests positive first, wins the money in a pot. Why people play with their lives, I have no idea. But unfortunately, in this case, the coronavirus party ended sadly in a young man, 30 years old, ended up dying from the coronavirus because he actually got it at the coronavirus party. And so people can keep joking with this and they can keep playing with it. But this thing here, man, there is no joke. It's really serious. We have scheduled to come on here in a couple minutes, the one, the only, Derek Mantilla. So what we're going to do, step away for a second, take care of a couple early bills, and then we'll come right back, and hopefully he will have chimed in. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me this fine, hot Monday in Arizona. When I tell you it's hot, I mean, it is ridiculous. Yesterday I was driving and I looked at the temperature on the car and it said at the where I was outside, it was 119. So I don't give a crap what it said at Sky Harbor Airport where it was only 114. It was over 118 degrees. As I was driving, that's just too hot for anybody. Way too hot. Anyway, welcome back to The Cave Show. This is PLR. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show whatsoever, you can always, always check us out at 3 o'clock at KSRN. Download the app from your Apple App Store, Google Play Store. Check it out, not just sports content, but it has music content as well. Tonight, be on the lookout at Inside Sports, as I will be a guest on the video blog that goes on every Monday night at about 7 o'clock. So be on the lookout for that to post and I'll send a link as well from my Twitter. So that's something that you cannot miss. And my Twitter, of course, is PLR on Sports. So we're waiting for Derek to call in. So while we do that, let's jump ahead and let's talk a little WNBA. Phoenix Mercury, everyone talks about the bubble, and they talk about the bubble that's all set for the NBA, but there's a bubble for the WNBA as well. So while the men are at Disney, the ladies are over at Bradenton. They're getting ready as well. They've had some players that have tapped out. They're doing the same thing with the social messaging. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I think it's important that we just don't overlook what the ladies are doing on their side as well. There's a lot of things that's going on. Like I said, they're in a bubble as well. Let's hear from the coach, Sandy Brandello. She's talking about the bubble, and she's talking about getting everyone back together. And right now she's talking about Skylar Diggins-Smith, who joined the Mercury as their top acquisition via trade, but their top acquisition in the offseason. So here's Mercury's head coach, Sandy Brandello, on Skylar Diggins-Smith.
Wow. Yeah, it's not every day you get an all-star. So very excited. It's been great, not just getting to know Skylar, but just the things that she does on court. And, I mean, she's back doing everything as well as I've seen her when she last played with Dallas. But, look, she's going to help. It's like having extra playmakers on the floor makes us harder to guard. We have multiple, you know, point guards to say, but playmakers that, you know, they're very good at decision-making and making plays, but also they're great three-point shooters as well. But, look, Skylar's going to give us a lot. And I've even said that, you know, she's defensively too. We want her to be, you know, one of the stoppers on defense too. And she's just ready to go, very eager to go, and just a great person to coach.
It's amazing when you get an all-star to play their way to play, not just offense, but defense. Listen, let me tell you something. Skylar Diggins is a baller. I have more sound with Dan Taurasi is talking about playing with them. We'll jump back to that. Like I said, we got ahead of ourselves. Derek is with us now. It is my bad that he called in late. There was an error with the number. I will get with my secretary, and let them know that they had the great Derek Montilla waiting. Steel Cage, AZ Sports, my brother in crime, the one, the only, Derek Montilla on the Cave Show with PLR. What up, dude?
I used my investigative journalist skills to figure the number out by going backwards in our text message conversation. But yeah, no, I'm good. Good, man. Good. Thanks for having me. Thanks for giving me that wrong phone number to call in at.
So you did investigating by looking back at an old text. So you had to
I had to dig deep. I had to do some work that I wasn't planning on doing, but I did the work. I put in the time. I put in the effort. I compared phone numbers back and forth. I could see where the discrepancy was between the two phone numbers and how that discrepancy could be made. I addressed it, and then I tested it by going with the previous number to see if it would contact you, and lo and behold, it did. So I appreciate it. I also wanted to congratulate you and the Chicago Bears on something. I'm very happy for you guys. You guys saved so much money on Patrick Mahomes. You guys would have had to pay Patrick Mahomes so much money. You guys saved so much money. It's such a brilliant move. You guys are playing chess while the rest of the NFL is playing checkers. Good job.
Hey Derek.
Yeah.
You know what? I appreciate that. And because you're so nice to me, I will make sure that no one in the Phoenix audience knows that you used to root for the Oklahoma City Thunder over the Suns or the
Come on. It was never over the Suns. It was more Suns of Jace because I like the players on the team. There was an exciting team at one point. Everybody can understand
that.
Westbrook,
I won't
Gordon.
Bring that up. Yeah, that's what it was. I know this. As a Chicago Bulls fan, you would not catch me in a jersey of an active player in the NBA ever. But that's just me. As a baseball fan, you wouldn't catch me. As a White Sox fan, you wouldn't catch me. Now, I do have one caveat because I've been covering this team forever.
Let me ask you this. What Chicago Bulls player on the current roster do you have a jersey of right now on the current roster? Which Chicago player do you have a jersey of on the current roster?
I can't afford jerseys anymore because I have two kids.
Right. No, I get it.
That's why.
I get it.
But if I did, I could rock a Zach LaVine. Why not?
Sure. Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
No harm in that.
No. Anyway, you notice you didn't address the Yankees, though.
No.
Left that out.
There was baseball before the Arizona Diamondbacks in my life, okay? There was baseball life before 1998.
Hey, I'm just saying. Now, I will say this. I'll give you a break with the Yankees because as a White Sox fan, I have my American League. They're my team no matter what. But it's real easy to roll with the D-backs because they only play every 6 years. So I'm never torn. So I'll give you a break with that. I relinquish that one to you. I take that back.
Sure.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll pretend like
I appreciate it.
I'll pretend like eight again. You know what? I take it back. Well, I'm taking it back. So, hey, listen though, I want to ask you something because I noticed you went down to the stadium the other day, and
yes.
I'm sure I'm going to make my way down there as well. But I got to ask you this on a personal level: how worried were you, even with the distancing, everything, all the precautions that the D-backs as an organization are going through? How lily were you just to even be there, knowing that the devil, COVID-19, is out in this air somewhere?
I live in 2020, so I wake up worried every single day of my life. There's something to be terrified this year every single day. I'll say that I'm pretty comfortable going around and doing things in general. I stay in my house enough that I'm just happy to be out going to things. I'll say that the safety precautions that they had at Chase Field didn't make me feel particularly safe. But it's no different than I think a lot of us have experienced going out and going to any business, any restaurant, anything that's open. Typically they ask you a series of questions, and in some cases they take your temperature. It was a hot day and my air conditioning in my car isn't working great. So there was an actual situation with the setup that they have, which is a tablet PC showing you an image of yourself that you kind of have to line yourself up in this, you know, predetermined area. And it takes your temperature from like a couple of feet away. Well, it was showing me as being at like 100.8 degrees. Their cutoff is like 99, so, or 99.9, so anything over 100,
mm-hmm.
you're not allowed to go in. And the security guard knew, looking at me when I walked up, he saw me being a sweaty mess and was like, "Hey man, take your hot hat off. Why don't you stand over here and just cool down for a second?" He knew that there was a good chance I was going to read hot. So we went through the questions, and you know, the questions are the same questions we've all probably been asked sometime at some point. It's health questions in regards to how have you been feeling lately? Have you had any of these symptoms? Have you had a fever? Have anybody you known had any of these symptoms or that you've been in contact with? And have you traveled outside of the country in the last 14 days? It's questions that, in my opinion, people are going to answer the right way, regardless of the truth. That's where I think I feel a little uncomfortable with any place. Just you're expecting people to be ethical and go based on their actual, you know, truthful merit versus answering the questions they know that they can answer it the way that they need to answer it in order to get into the building. Of course, they're going to say
right.
no to all those questions, because they know if they tell you that their wife had a temperature yesterday, that you're going to tell them that they can't come into the building. Their end goal is to get
right.
into that building. So I just don't know how what that does. You know, I thought there would be more screening measures, but I don't have an explanation as to what I thought those would be. I just thought that there might be more. Basically, they ended up taking my temperature a couple of times. He had to pull out a manual thermometer, one that he put to my head, you know, the ones that are like a little gun thing. And I read just fine at 98.7 degrees. So I was able to go in. They restricted the area where we could walk or how we can get to the press box. Everything is very much, you know, to keep us apart from people that work at the stadium, to keep us apart from the scouts and front office staff who are there watching, you know, the game as well. And, you know, and to kind of get us as media in our own little section, you know. Everybody was wearing masks. Even coaches on the field were wearing masks. And I can't say I didn't particularly feel unsafe. I felt as safe as I would be going out, I think, anywhere in the world right now. I just can't imagine, you know, having any kind of like larger crowd, even a large crowd of media going into the building and having that process be a timely process. I could see people standing in line for an hour if all of the media members, you know, arrived close together and all had to go through the same gate and through the same process together at the same time. You're talking about the Arizona summer. So you're standing out in the heat and that's not going to aid in the process of getting you cooled down to have your temperature read correctly while going through the front door. You know, there, and again, the process is all there just kind of as like an honor system. So I just don't know how effective it is at filtering people out. I'm not saying that it's not a good thing to ask these people questions or have people actually stop and think about the answers that they're given. I just don't, I know people, and I don't trust people to care about giving the correct answers more than they care about getting their job done, which is getting into that building. The players were all separate from us, and the coaches were all separate from us. We weren't allowed to be in the same room at all. We had to do all of our interviews, even when we were at the stadium, through a Zoom meeting. So really what happens there is it makes me question the necessity of even being there. If my access that I'm getting is going to be provided via Zoom, and we're talking about the team essentially just practicing and playing a three-inning backlot game, then there's not a big need for me to be there right now and putting my health at risk and bringing another person and their germs into that building, you know, for the kind of restricted access that we're getting as media. I can get the same access from home through a score sheet and through, you know, the Zoom meetings that the team is going to provide. So it's one of those kind of things that where, as much as I love being in that building, as much as I love hearing the crack of that bat and hearing the ball hit the mitt and just seeing live baseball in front of my eyes, I couldn't help but have that cloud of COVID-19 danger be hanging over my head the whole time.
On the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, the only, Derek Montilla, AZ Sports, and, of course, the Steel Cage. So the NBA and the WNBA and the NHL, they're all doing bubbles. And it's not just for the players. It's for the media. In fact, I'm sure you saw where if you are going down there, you have to quarantine for a week. Then you quarantine for a week while you're there. The only time you leave your room for that week is to go and get a test, and then you take your butt back up to the room. Your food is delivered. They knock on the door. You wait 10 seconds, and you open the door, and you grab your food. It's different. It's completely
a little different.
Different.
A little different. Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of I canceled my Hawaii trip because of that same reason. Hawaii has a 14-day quarantine for people traveling into Hawaii. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to Hawaii to go spend my 7 days there in a hotel room. That's not happening.
Yeah,
that's way too much money, right? You know, so.
You're not missing much. Hawaii is just. You're not missing much. You're just missing the sand and the beach and the beauty and those sunsets and then walking along the beach and seeing everything out of your hotel room. At night as the sun goes down, or the fantastic bars that they had. Oh, and the love. So you're not missing much. I had a lousy time when I was there. Don't even worry about it. But
it doesn't sound like a lousy time.
With all that being said, how is baseball going to pull this off, Derek? We've seen a lot of players tap out. How are they going to pull this off with players having to travel? And California today just shut down everything. How are they going to do this?
In my prediction is that the season doesn't make 60 games. That's my prediction. I think that this is going to go kind of like a lot of things we've seen where they end up pulling the plug on it because it becomes too much. The teams are capable of handling this entire situation. The way they're structured is that they have the 60-man roster. Their main roster is going to be comprised essentially of, after the first month, 24 guys. So the other, you know, half, the other 36 are all going to be available players that they can pick from, and they can also change those players out. So there's no minor league play. There's no dipping into the minor league system like they normally would and being able to call guys up the same way they would. So that's what this pool that they can select from is, you know, for. But the smaller taxi squad, which is what they're calling the group of guys that travel with the team in case somebody has, you know, gets contracts COVID while they're on a road trip and they need to replace them on the fly. I even think that's too small. I think it's like a 3-man taxi squad and that's who travels with the team just in case. I mean, you could have 4 players get diagnosed in the blink of an eye. You know, there's a lot of danger here where it comes to actually needing to quarantine players the moment that they come up with a positive diagnosis. You're asking these guys to travel. They're not in the bubble like the NBA guys are. I mean, that bubble is going to burst, let me tell you. Based on just some of the tweets I've seen about some of the women getting invited back to the bubble, that bubble is not very strong, let me tell you, folks. But the MLB situation is, you know, it's still traveling to cities. It's still staying in cities. I think that they're being as smart as they can when it comes to the scheduling, where it's going to be against, you know, kind of regional opponents. And then you also have the fact that they're going to be, you know, having road trips figured out in a way where like teams only have to take one and they'll hit up all the road trip opponents and it'll at least be more efficient in that way. You're still having teams travel. You're still exposing them to, you know, being out. And I don't think that we're at that point yet. If the cities would have done what we saw from other cities worldwide, if we would have really shut down and been careful and you know, stopped the curve the way that we wanted to, flatten the curve, then there would have been a difference at this point. You know, but unfortunately, we opened up too early. We've seen the big outbreak here in Arizona. We've seen how not sticking to, you know, safety guidelines and CDC recommendations have put Arizona back up on the charts as one of the top hotspots in the world, not just in the United States, in the world. You know, so I just don't know. I'm not very confident with some of the things that we've seen out of certain states that have multiple baseball teams, like California and Florida and Texas.
Derek, stick with me for 60 seconds. I just got to pay a bill real quick, and we'll get right back. Derek Montilla here on The Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for holding. I have the man himself, Derek Montilla, on the line with us, AZ Sports, Steel Cage. Callers, I see that you're there. Bear with me, please. Wait for me. I promise I will get to calls on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, 917-889-7828. Derek, if baseball is going to have a hard time pulling this off, the NBA has the best shot of pulling this off, how the hell do we get the NFL, and how the hell do we expect college kids to go on campus and play sports when we're telling them don't come on campus to learn?
Not only that, but are you coming on campus to play unpaid sports and put your health even further at risk for, I don't know, for television profits for the schools and for, you know, other sources? I don't know the answer to that. I think NFL right now had, of all of the leagues, NFL had the best opportunity to view what was going on and have contingency plans laid out. I honestly think that the NFL was relying way too much on the fact that they thought this wouldn't be an issue by the fall, despite there being forecasts that it was going to be even worse during the fall. So I don't really know. It's looking like the NFL is planning on, you know, doing some things with the crowd. So it sounds like they are prepared to play games without a crowd. I honestly, like, of all the sports, NFL and soccer are the two sports that easily don't need a crowd, because you don't typically see the crowd on TV unless they show a crowd shot. Those are sports, I think, aside from the noise in the stadium, won't be affected from a television, you know, presentation point. I don't know about college. I don't know about NFL. I think at this point sports shouldn't be this important. And I know that sounds weird coming from someone who works in sports. It's very important to me. I make money off of it, and I really enjoy doing this. You know, but the thing that I've heard is that sports is the reward for a functioning society. And as far as things are going in 2020, we are not a functioning society. We're not focusing on the right things. We're not focusing on the health and well-being of human beings in any way, shape, or form. We're not focusing on the health and well-being of people of color. We're not focusing on the health and well-being of people who are susceptible to catching this virus and dying from it. I think it's crazy how little we're respecting each other. And yet there's this thing with sports where it keeps getting pushed that it's this important thing to exist. And I don't think so. I personally think that a lot of these leagues, if they can't come up with reasonable solutions, should start looking at just taking the year off. I think baseball is one of those leagues that probably suffered the most from that. They looked bad publicly with their negotiation process and trying to figure out what they were going to pay people. They made everybody look greedy process. They had to make the players look greedy for fighting for what they're owed. The owners look greedy for trying to shortcut and undercut people on what they were going to pay them based on the fact that, you know, there were going to be these changes at the ballpark and such. I don't think people are looking enough at the humanity angle of this whole situation. The Diamondbacks were the first team to have a player opt out in Mike Leake. And Mike Leake didn't really give specific reasons for his opt out, but he pretty much made it clear that he was doing it because he didn't feel right about playing baseball during this time. We've had other baseball players who have been a little bit more clear about their reasonings for opting out. And I think they're all, you know, well warranted. I think that these players have a very good reason to opt out. When you're talking about, you know, how unfamiliar we are with this situation, what uncharted waters we're in when it comes to, you know, this particular virus and the situation, I think people just take it for granted that, especially if you're healthy and you're young, that you're not going to be affected, you know, by this virus. And, you know, we've seen people that were healthy and able-bodied human beings who have died from it. I don't think that, right, that there's any knowing how your body or people that you live with are going to be affected by, you know, catching this, contracting it. So I don't know. When it comes to the NFL, I think, like I said, the NFL at least had the opportunity, just like this country did at times, to see what was happening in other leagues before it happened to them and come up with contingency plans. So I hope they did. I hope they did. I thought the NBA handled everything really well. You know, the NBA did what they could. The NBA is kind of like the nerds in a way of the sports league, because they're handling things as responsibly as you can, and yet now they're getting made fun of for doing those things. And, you know, people are complaining about being locked up and like they're in prison when they're being given this food that we're, you know, seeing on social media and poking fun at. But at the very least, they're doing everything they can to keep their players safe and keep their players away from all of those dangers that could occur from just traveling. Just the travel aspect of sports is dangerous enough when it comes to the COVID-19 situation.
On the Kerry Lackey Law Line here on the Cave Show with PLR, the one only Derek Martinez. Derek, two more things real quick. My favorite person tapping out, though, I will keep saying this, is Markakis down in Atlanta, when he said, you know what, I was all in. Then I spoke to Freddie Freeman, and after talking to him, man, y'all can have this nonsense. And yeah, I changed the words around a little bit, but pretty much he may have said, I decided not to participate. But what he really said was, I am tapping the hell out. NFL, I did some quick math. If they do 2 to 3 tests a week, just on the players and just on the coaching staff, not the support, not anything else, over 16 weeks, that is 81,000 tests. And piggybacking off of what you said, Derek, how do you justify giving an NFL league 81,000 tests when I'm looking around this country and there are places that can't even get a test. And if they do, they have to wait 7 to 10 days to get a result. How is that? How does that even look right in presentation?
It really doesn't, but these leagues have deep pockets. That's one thing that I can say about MLB when it comes to their testing procedures. Even in MLB, you have uneven testing amongst the teams. You have some teams complaining about the fact that they've already taken a second and third test without even getting the results back from their first test. You have David Peralta, who a week before the Diamondbacks played their first inter-squad game, came up with symptoms and then said he had to take three tests in a week to get three negatives in order to join the team on that Monday for that inter-squad game. I know people that have taken a test 2 weeks ago and still haven't received results. So I can't justify that it's fair that an athlete is able to get three tests done in a week and have those results back already, other than my friend did what a lot of people are doing, and they went to a testing site, stood in line, and got a test done. These leagues, they're paying these labs, they're paying these companies extra money to get all of this testing done. So, I mean, really it comes down to that aspect of it. I mean, you could maybe have a nicer test done, but you're going to have to pay for it. Do you want to pay for it, or do you want to go get the free one done where you have to wait an hour in a parking lot? Those are the ways that it breaks down. There's still going to be that point where really are we really going to be testing athletes a half dozen times a week and getting those results back and clogging up the medical testing system when there are people that need those results back for life-saving measures? You know, it's an ethical question. I can't answer it. I can't justify sports being more important than the life of, say, someone with asthma who needs to get the results back quickly because she doesn't know if she's just experiencing bronchitis or if she has COVID, which is life-threatening to her. You know, those are the kind of things that I have to question. And I think we're right to, you know, I think we're right to finally take a look at sports and say, you know what? I get that we look up to those guys. I get that they're, you know, people we watch on TV and stuff, but are their lives more important than someone else's life? And we're not even talking about their lives. We're just talking about is them playing a game more important than someone else's life? You know,
I don't think
you're ever going to find someone that says yes to that question.
We have under 90 seconds, so I'm going to hit you with some rapid fires before you get out of here. So you ready?
Yep, ready. Let's do it.
One word answers. Does baseball get started?
Yes.
Does it finish?
No.
Does hockey get started?
Yes.
Does it finish?
Yes.
NBA, does it start on time?
Yes.
Will the NBA finish?
Yes, I think they will.
NFL, does it start on time?
We'll say yes.
Does the NFL finish?
I'll say not traditionally. I will say not in the conventional way that we've seen a normal NFL season go.
Can we justify putting college kids on any court or field or rink at all this year?
If I can't justify them going to school to get an education, then I absolutely can't justify them playing a sport.
How much longer do you think, and this is expanding just a little bit, will wrestling continue? Because I'm looking at the ratings. Without fans, their ratings are starting to decline a little bit.
Wrestling will never stop. The machine doesn't stop. Vince McMahon doesn't stop. There's never a time where pro wrestling won't figure out a way to do it. Even if they have to do what we've seen them do at some of their pay-per-views where they have things filmed in a cinematic fashion, like a movie or a television show, I could see them moving in that direction before they ever stop actually having a wrestling program on TV. They finally started having their crowd wear masks, so hey, at least we're making a step forward in the right direction. And thanks to Kevin Owens, apparently Kevin Owens had a talk with Vince McMahon and got Vince McMahon to start fining people for not wearing masks and social distancing. Kevin Owens had a problem with cursing on TV, and he told Vince that the only way that Vince got him to stop cursing was to fine him. So Vince threatened people with fining them if they end up showing up without a mask or being social distancing. So they're finally at least taking some safety precautions, but it's ridiculous it took this long, and one of their top stars threatening to go home and stay home until this pandemic was over to get them to do something about it.
Yo, man, we got to get together a lot sooner, like a little bit closer to baseball starting, so we can get some more of your good takes on what's going on in the world. And like I said, I won't say anything. I promise you, I won't say anything about those jerseys you got. But your secret is safe with me.
You're a liar. You already said stuff. You already put it all out there on this show. So, whatever.
Well, I won't say it again. I won't say it.
Right.
By the way, I'm going to just let you know something and give you a little quick warning on Amir's ability, and that's my youngest son, in case no one knew, to convince. He's worked on me for almost 2.5 years, and I finally broke down and got a dog. And I am as against pets as you can believe. No matter how much I love dogs, I didn't want a pet. He broke me down. So I just want to warn you, and you know what I'm getting at, and his ability to convince people to do things.
Yeah.
So I'm just,
yeah.
I'm just,
tell
I'm
your
just
son not to call my daughter, Paul. Tell your son not to call my daughter.
I'm just saying, he's good at convincing. He has a little smile.
Saying, tell your son not to call my, I know, he's adorable. He's adorable.
Well, that's why he wants to call your daughter. Your daughter is adorable. He doesn't want to call, like, Ted Belowski's daughter.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so tell everyone how they can follow you and get a hold of you.
You can get me on Twitter at @Cap_Caveman with a K. But of course, I can be found on thesteelcage.com for pro wrestling takes, and I can be found at ArizonaSports.com for all of my baseball shenanigans.
You know,
and check out the podcast. Ain't No Fang Podcast. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for letting me come on and yap about sports. I'll tell you, it's a weird time. I will say that even with all the things I've said, I'm as excited to be watching baseball as anybody. Selfishly, I love it. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and watch KBO games. So that just goes to show how much I love it. But I think there's a time where we have to stop and realize, as much as we want these things back, being a little patient and taking a little time to be careful is gonna be beneficial for our society in the long run. And it's crazy that it's that big of a deal, but it really is. Look at how many players have already tested positive for the coronavirus on the Diamondbacks alone. This is going to be a problem as we proceed, but hopefully we can make it through the season. I'm doubtful of that, but let's hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, my man. Hey, listen, tell the family I said hello. You be safe, man, and love you, bro, and I will catch up with you.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Thank you for having me on.
All right, bud. Yes, sir. That's my man, the one only, Derek Mantilla. Listen, I got a caller. Got two callers online. I'm going to get to you in exactly 45 seconds. Wow, the show went really quick today. Give me 45 seconds. I will get to the calls right here on The Cave Show with DLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. I promise you a whole lot, and just time is the enemy to all and the friend to those that it's not the enemy to. There you go. Quote that. Whatever, don't. Like I said, this is The Cave Show with PLR. Welcome back. About to take some calls trying to carry like you online, 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. I do want to get in, though, real quick. The Washington football team has officially made it clear that they're changing their names. That's big. That's huge. Don't think that Mr. Snyder's not going to get rich, because people are going to buy up all the old stuff and then they got to buy all the new stuff. And we'll get into more of that tomorrow, too, on the Cave Show with PLR. But like I said, I promise to try to squeeze a couple calls in before the clock hits us. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Lou, what up, buddy? How are you? Thanks for calling in. We had a special start time today. I was stuck on a different meeting, a media meeting at 1 o'clock today.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, well, at least we're here now. So I guess we shouldn't be too surprised about the Redskins change. I mean, this was coming, and, of course, you know, they've been thinking of this for a long time, and it finally has happened. But I wonder what the people in that, that I speak to in the Washington, D.C. area are going to think about this. They're not going to be happy on Saturday when they come on my show. Oh, boy.
I look at it like this, Lou. The only people that can really be – okay, let me rephrase this a different way. If someone tells you something offends you, if you say, Paul, look here, PLR, it offends me when you say this to me. But I say it anyway, and I say to you, well, you know what, Lou? I've been saying this forever, and people kind of get what I'm saying, so that's your problem, not mine. That would really be kind of a butthole – that would be a butthole thing. And so – what's happening is there are people. Everyone wants to say, well, then we'll change the name of the Chiefs. Well, then we'll change the name of the Bulls. Or we'll change the name. People can find ways and create ways to be stupid if they want to. And that's
true.
That's your right. We live in America. People have that right. But if I told you Washington was going to change their name to a British person, derogatory meaning, a black person, derogatory meaning, an Italian person, derogatory meaning, you would look at me and say, wow, you can't say that. Well, what people have been saying for years is the Redskins name, it doesn't mean the Chiefs, doesn't mean all the other, it doesn't mean the Seminoles. It is, that term is an offensive term. And just because the person who is marketing off of it or getting used to it, or the person in this case that's, I hate to use the word oppressor, but the person that's using the name, they don't have the right to say, well, that's just you, you get over it. They don't have that right. So the name was going to change. And I'm going to have an article up on the sportscave.com that was written by a really great friend of mine about 4 years ago. I'm going to repost it, because he was way ahead of his time. We're talking about, the Redskin name and why that name needed to go away. So you're right. People are going to be upset. Whatever. Look, people were upset in the 60s when, you know, minority communities started saying, don't call us by that name anymore. Call us by this name. And there were people that said, well, that's what you are. Well, no, you don't have that right. And so Washington has just basically said, you don't have that right. So
yeah,
I don't have a problem with it. And think about it. Snyder's going to get paid. They're going to sell all that old stuff. And then when he puts a new name on, they're going to sell. Everyone that says they're not going to watch football, they're lying. Football is a billion-dollar business. Lou, if they lose $1 million because people are upset that they can't be
nothing.
Upset at a racist name, you know what? Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. So.
Who do you think is going to buy the Mets?
J-Lo. A-Rod.
Think so?
Yes.
There's others in the running now.
That would be perfect for baseball. You talk about putting names to stuff, that would be perfect for baseball.
I'm sure.
That's the kind.
But
in the 80s, you had Ted Turner and Jane Fonda at games.
Yes.
How many times would the camera hit A-Rod and J-Lo sitting in the audience?
I lost count.
Exactly. It'd be great for baseball. And, you know, another reason why it'd be good for baseball, any group that can put together money that's headed by people and I say this with respect, other than old white guys, brings a new look to the sport that hopefully brings more eyes and more things to the sport. You have to break up the old boys club. You have to. It helps everything when you do. It helps society. It helps the world. And I'm not saying you gift it to someone, but if they have the money to pay for it and they have all the qualifications, it only helps when there's more inclusion. And we can see that in this world. Everyone that has friends of every race, every background, every culture, generally are people that you want to associate with more than one person who is just bound by the way they were brought up, by their thinking, by their thoughts, and that we all like people that are a little bit more wide open in the world.
So what about a middle-aged white guy like me? So,
you're middle-aged though, but you know what?
Yeah.
Hop in with J-Lo and A-Rod. Just write him a check, Lou. They'll take it.
I was more into Mariah than J-Lo.
But Mariah could sing better. J-Lo is just a better entertainer. You know what I mean? J-Lo can act, and she can sing, and she can dance, and she's like, you know, a little bit of everything. Mariah could sing her butt off, but I've seen a couple of her movies. Bro, she's
right. I know.
Yeah.
Just because you can sing doesn't mean you can act, as I've often said.
She can't act. Lou, I have exactly a minute left before I have to start closing out. I'm giving it to you. Whatever you bring up next is how we close the program out.
Okay, and like I said, just because you can't sing doesn't mean you can act, and vice versa, of course. And I had a great show on Saturday. I think we set a new record. So, if you want to get in early on Saturday if you can.
Here's what's funny, Lou. I was all set to come on and call you. My son broke me down, and I ended up going with the family to buy a dog, and it happened this Saturday. And I was all set, and that took literally, when I tell you that took forever, that took forever. We had a rescued pet. We stood outside in 105-degree heat for an hour just to be allowed in. So I don't think I need to say anything else. Yeah.
No. Well, try again this Saturday if you can.
I will. I will all for right. sure.
2 o'clock
sure.
your time.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
We'll talk. Hopefully, we talk tomorrow. We're back at the right time, so hopefully tomorrow we're on.
Thank you, Luke.
Good friend of the program, Luke. Listen, I had about three other callers. Sorry I didn't get you in. We're down to the end here, though. I appreciate it very much. Appreciate my brother in crime, the one and only Derek Mattia, hopping on with us. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, sportscave.com. New article up on Skylar Diggins that I think everyone would be interested in checking out, if you don't mind, please. I know I didn't get to the sound from Diana Taurasi. I know I didn't get to a lot of the other stuff, I promise you. I promise you I will definitely get to all of that. Excuse me, we'll get to all of that tomorrow, as well as the sound from the Suns, as well as much of Media Day coverage I can get you from the Mercury. And I apologize, I said Skylar Diggins Smith will have that sound up. Make sure you check it out. Like I said, article we wrote, we have up on the website for her on thesportscave.com. You can get me on the Twitter at PLR on sports. Thanks for joining us here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Mighty Temps, take us home. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.